Duane Marsh says for decades, the Department of Housing and Urban Development has built housing in one part of a community, while the Department of Transportation invested in another, with no coordination.
I think that because the respective agencies weren't in a tight alliance, there often would be regulations that would be at cross-purpose.
That's one reason why highways often bypass rural communities entirely and split inner-city neighborhoods in two. Marsh works in a new office within HUD that's working to integrate housing planning with the Department of Transportation as well as the Environmental Protection Agency.
Now we're working really hard to eliminate those barriers and to make sure that when communities are getting federal resources, they can be used in synchronous ways.
The three agencies have $140 million in grants for local governments and regions around the country to do better planning.
The main focus of this
and HUD has done something no one can remember it doing before. It's gone on tour to Seattle, Denver, Cleveland, and elsewhere. Before HUD starts doling out the planning money, Marsh says they want to hear the vision local communities have for sustainable development.
You know, I'm snarky about the whole thing about sustainability.
Ned Hill is dean of the College of Urban Affairs at Cleveland State University. He says sustainability means so many different things to different people. To him, sustainability goes beyond environmental effects.
At the foundation of any sort of sustainability is have an economy that's sustainable. And for the older industrial cities, our first challenge is to reload the economy.
In many of those older cities, as people have moved farther into the suburbs, they've started new businesses close to where they live. Hill says that's why in areas like Cleveland, the central city is no longer the central business district. Highways have been built to connect the different suburbs, and people are driving all over the place to get to work in those suburbs. But getting to work is now the second biggest expense for most Americans after housing. Shelley Paticha doesn't think that's a sustainable model. She's director of that new HUD sustainability office. Paticha says the regions where people have to drive the farthest to get to work and spend the most to get to work also have the highest numbers of foreclosed homes.
The regions that fared the best in this really tough economic time were those that had a pattern of land use that made it possible for people to have the option of getting to work without having to drive.
Paticha points to regions like Denver, where they're planning 100 miles of commuter rail and bus rapid transit lanes linking the 32 communities surrounding Denver proper. She says Denver wants to use this new federal grant money to design urban villages around those transit stations. So instead of acres of parking lots, there could be a grocery and other retail stores. The idea is that people won't have to drive to work and then drive to the store. Instead, they can take mass transit and get their shopping done and not have to drive all around. Paticha says that can help reduce pollution and help families to save money. Duane Marsh says the White House is sending the agencies a clear message. They need to help get the economy back on track. And that means making sure people can afford housing, that they don't have to spend a bundle and destroy the environment trying to get to work.
And because the federal government plays a role in all of those activities, we need to be fostering the innovation coming from local communities that can take on some of our toughest national problems. And it certainly need to make sure that we're not an impediment to that creativity.
Marsh says his HUD office will work with the Transportation Department and the EPA to help instead of getting in the way of local areas' creative solutions. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.